we get so involved in things that are present to us, we get so bogged down in the things that present to us that we forget to stop and think what happened. How easy we get deceived with the things that people present to us. How easy we go in there and we start going in there. All of a sudden somebody's expert. In everything that comes about in this region right here, somebody is expert. Somebody knows how to do it, how to function it. But see, we were, just like there's a saying, what I use quite often is that it's like when somebody give you a rose, do they give it to you to make you feel good? Or are they giving it to us so we can put our own flower on our grave? But remember, while we still can hold that flower, when we still can hold that rose and they give it to us, remember it got thorns on it. This is what we're feeling right now, people. We're looking at it and we say, oh, Ariga, man, thank you, people. We go over there and how much we praise the government on the things that they give us. But see, what they did is they try to pull a wool over our eyes. And we begin to start feeling it. They give it to us, smiling, and say, here. And we say, yeah, give it to me. Now we begin to say, ouch, we're feeling it. We stop and thinking about it now. And this is the reason that I'm trying to tell or inform some of you. This is the way I feel about a lot of the things. And I remember when I, as a young man in Norwich, given the opportunity to speak, I had nothing to say. But now, as I understand it, as I see it, I begin to start speaking and trying to tell my people of what I see. I went away a long time ago without knowing anything. I left and it was a scary experience to leave to United States or to go down to the military all by myself. You know, I see one sweating Eskimo walking around Seattle airport lost. But that was the experience that I had to deal with. And see, I come back and I've seen how the Western system functions, how it works. And one of these days, people, we're not going to be able to sit there and able to visit like this and sit there and try to tell us what's happening. Are we going to be the written history of the AUPACs that somebody told us so? Before it's too late, we gotta sit there and really evaluate the things that are given to us time after time after time. Is that what we do? Is people just keep on, they say, well, I'll come here and we'll make housing for you. But there was one smart man from Gamble went over there, said, the minute they start making our house above the ground, that's when we start getting cold. And he is true about it. That's a true fact, too. When our houses used to be under the ground, it wasn't R19. It was probably R100 because it was most of the houses were under the ground and we were warmer. We didn't have to worry about insulation. Or we didn't have to worry about caulking or winterization and all this other stuff that we try to worry about right now. So the land claims has affected us in many ways. Sometimes it creeps up to us even before we know. And what's happening is that we have to sit there and really stop before it's too late. I know we can sit there and talk about the elders. What have we done to the elders within 13 years since the land claims passed? See, when our children grows up, they're going to become adults and they are going to be fighting. Meaning the regional people that are part of the regional corporation and those people that are not stockholders, they are going to be fighting, the way I see it. The people, because they're going to be jealous, they're going to look at you and sit there and look, point the finger back at you and say, hey, why wasn't I included? A lot of you can see your own children when they fight. When you give them one, other ones wants it too, right? Especially if you have a lot of children.
my remarks at that point. I have not made any prepared remarks, and some of the points that I've made are sort of catching different portions of what I've heard before, and would encourage others to maybe say what's on their mind like I have, and hopefully make an impact that are part of your deliberations to give back to us and say, these are things that were expressed, these are things that maybe you ought to think about some more, because in the end, it's what we do with it, not what you command that we should do. And so a lot of people seem to forget sometimes that we are a product of what we do with it, because I don't think anybody wants to say that because the Berger Commission said these are the things that you have to do, that we're going to do them. If we do them, it's because we've accepted them based on your interpretation of putting this in some sort of formal or a format that we identify with and maybe accept. Hopefully we've accepted this forum from a different perspective that we never thought about before. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Timmerman.
Hello, my name is Wes Goodwin, and I'm a senior here at Cotsby High School. I've been sitting here this night listening to all this testimony that people from here at Cotsby are saying, and they're talking about how they feel about ANCSA. And I guess as I see it, we're all affected on the things that are going to be decided right now and in the future. Now, right now, a lot of people are hearing a lot about 1991, because I guess that was the deadline set on when stock alienation will take place. And as I see a lot of people my age, you know, they're going, 1991, I heard something about it. And I think they're, if they had really known, and if a lot of people my age could understand how it will affect them, I feel there'd be a lot more people here tonight, my age. And I really wish that, you know, a lot of people from Cotsby High School especially would be here. You know, I'd like to talk about what, you know, as I see how I could relate to this right now. You know, we're talking about land and land ownership, Alaskan land in particular. As history tells us, Alaskan land exploitation, you know, comes from non-native interests. Russian occupancy has been stemmed from their exploitation of the fur industry. And, you know, it's part of the land, the animals that come from the land. And, you know, it's that kind of relates to what's happening now. Right now, there's a potential of the resources in this area. And if there is a non-native interest there, more than likely they're going to come and take it, because they see the potential of making money. And I know, I listen to all these stories, and my elders have told us of their life and of their lifestyle.
To an outside firm. Another possibility is a requirement that any profits above, say, 10% or 15%, you know, the number is open, but if you get more than 15% of your previous year's profits in your next year, what you might want to do then is to say that those excess profits, would be designated for an Alaska Native Heritage program or a specific heritage foundation, a program that would look out for the needs of cultural needs of the people. the incentive behind that is that one of the major reasons why a corporation merges or takes over a smaller corporation is to gut it, liquidate all the assets as quickly as possible, and then throw away the shell. And by requiring excess profits, anything more than a minimal amount of profits going into a Heritage Foundation would be that it would take years to gradually liquidate the assets. I think finally that what I've seen, from what little I've seen of all the resolutions and possible solutions to the Land Claims Act and the threat of corporation takeovers, I don't see any one solution as being effective. There's no single resolution that I've read or heard about that sounds like it'll stop all the dangers, but rather that what we should be looking towards is a whole series of resolutions that would be like a porcupine. A porcupine has thousands of those little needles, and the idea is that, you know, sure, if you really want to get a porcupine and you're a bear, you can do it, but the idea of a porcupine is that he makes it so painful that the bear doesn't think it's worth it. And that's the type of changes that we need to have built into our corporation structures, to impose enough resolutions, enough difficulties in taking over our corporation, that they'll look elsewhere for the quick profits and the minerals that the corporations might look for. Finally, this thing of right of first refusal being offered, where the corporation gets first shot at buying the stock, I think it's a nice idea, and we might as well throw it in because it won't hurt. But I don't know that it would help against somebody like Exxon that reported $88 billion in profits last year, because what you would have is an $88 billion corporation competing with a village corporation for shares, and who's going to win? Now, I don't think it would take long. Or competing against NANA. NANA is one of the best corporations around from a financial standpoint of the native corporations, but it reported a $5 million profit last year. Exxon lost $1 billion in one fiscal quarter. That's more than the entire assets and value of NANA, and they wrote it off. They said, in the end, we'll make up for it. They made $88 billion. They sneeze and lose more money than NANA's worth. So the idea of right of first refusal just doesn't seem like it would be very realistic against those major stockholders, or major corporations, rather. But it might help to prevent the smaller people from getting us. So I say, you know, maybe we should throw it in just because it won't hurt, and it might help. Those are just some of the things that I've been thinking about concerning the Land Claims Act. My preference would be that finally that the regional and village corporations not give title deed to individual Alaskan Natives for land. In the Chelista area, one of the village corporations has divided up its lands and issued it out to individuals. In the village corporation for Chickaloon, they're issuing 40-acre titles to individual shareholders, each of their shareholders. And they're real excited about it. But the history of Indians in the lower 48 shows that whenever you issue private title to Indians or to Native Americans for land, that within 50 years, most of that land ends up in non-Native hands, because given their choices, historically, we're on the bottom of the economic ladder. And so these people who want to buy luxury items like insulation for housing and boats for fishing so they can earn a living, those people are given a choice of either holding on to 40 acres of land or selling an acre or two to buy these economic necessities. And those economic necessities never go away. Or their kid wants to go to college, and so they sell a few acres. so that their student, you know, their kid can go to college. Nothing bad in that, but see what happens is over a period of time, all that native land ends up in non-native hands. I would recommend that 40-year leases be considered, or 60-year leases be considered, or even 99-year, you know, Hong Kong leases be considered. But that in whatever we do, that we do not issue title to individual Alaskan Natives. I think I've said more than I wanted to. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you decided to cover as much ground as you did. I think everybody appreciates it. Anything else?
No.
I just want to say that I know what you mean by the jargon of ANCSA. When I first came to Alaska in the fall of 1983, people started talking to me about 7I and 14C, and you have to acquire a certain knowledge of what these phrases represent. And nobody seems to understand the act altogether. That's true enough. But I've found when I've gone around the state that in many of the villages, people may not understand the intricacies of the act, the details of the act, but they do understand that.
Horizon and beyond before we make our decisions right away. Thank you.
Well, would anyone else like to say anything this afternoon?
I'm Roberta Ferguson, and I would like to make an addition to my testimony earlier today. It is our responsibility as a native of Alaska to make sure we keep our land. I know we all remember when the land was ours as a whole. It wasn't divided up, and the game was also shared by everyone. Since 1971, everything was changed. We have to deal with two worlds, natives and white, and understand both to survive today. I remember seeing a poem about our ancestor spirits being very strong here. Their values and beliefs are strongly claimed by many here in the region. So in order to keep our place here, do something. Begin to take action. Even if it is just talking to elders and your friends about the land claim settlement issues. If the outcome of all these meetings, Native corporations, Alaska Federation of Natives, and tribal councils, hearings, etc., are not what you want, you cannot blame anyone but yourself. And like I said before, we must do everything we can to keep our stock, to help the corporations in doing what they can to influence the outcome of ANCSA when 1991 comes. And those of you not stating how you feel may be afraid of what others will think of you. Just remember, you come first. Like someone said earlier, 1991 and ANCSA concerns you. Native leaders have done and are doing what they can now. But don't expect anything if you don't have an input. We must, as one, as a proud people, fight to keep our land. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, is there anyone else who'd like to say anything this afternoon? This will be your last chance until this evening when we meet at the Senior Center. We expect to hear from the elders, but of course, everybody is invited tonight to come to the Senior Center too.
I guess that's my bell. It gives me a limited amount of time. I'm not going to add anything to the presentations I've made earlier, but as the chairperson for the board of directors of the Manilyak Association, I have the privilege of doing some fun things from time to time. And one of these is such, this is such an occasion. Judge Berger, excuse me, on behalf of the Manilyak Association, the Nana Regional Corporation, and the people of the Nana region, I am very pleased to make a presentation to you, or the commission, showing our appreciation of your visit up here. These pictures that I am presenting to you were taken by Tommy Ontegook, who is our local or regional historian. They are beautiful pictures, earth scenes of the Nana region, and we would like to present them to you as a moment of your trip up here.
Well, thank you very much. I want to thank Susie Ehrlich and the Nana Regional Corporation and Manilyak and KIC for all the help they've given us in getting these meetings set up, and it's very, very nice of you to present me with these photographs. We'll treasure them, indeed.
I'm sure I speak for all the people when I say it is our pleasure for you to take these. We love our land, and these pictures, I think, speak that. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Well, thank you all. We'll adjourn till 6 o'clock at the Senior Center, and then tomorrow we'll be going to Shungnak and holding a meeting there tomorrow night. Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Can we sort of pose this again, sir?
Oh, okay.
You want us to pose? How that would
be? Stand up.
Или шаурды жат. Да как сегодня халлакка. Уба убагыт инигорна якапта, инигорна якам убага. Или шаурды чума табра агажи хака малыгдык. Тикарме сакан жапитане алинга булуга. 1891. Ashin anigo jami iklumi anigichuma anigo jami go snow house. Ashin angajwa ko ko upinlawmat kisenik. First part of July to Tupet. Amerik Simata Shan Nesha Nunamun Piscataro Nersuk Tuaka Tekarotik Ten Neswenyak Ukimi Tamaka Atokluit Tutunik Nutanik Anuradirotik Uligrao Hitluit, Kazarev Luit, Pagneritamakwa, Totrukhtin Gaza, Tena, Inyunar Nersuk, Upinarmanasin, Taunani, Pigmenik, Pilakarotik, Ufungarotik, Katitar Nersu, Temungak, Temangaglan, Ubunga Kikitarungun, Tikiramit, Kibalinirmit, all over, Tamakan Hotak, Paglan, Sealivik, Saperian, Ilokatik Katitarnaksit, Tabutunga. I see Tabutak. Then
And my uncle, my big cousins, Thomas Mitchell and Gordon Mitchell, they used to take me up above Timberline. Oh, that's good country up there. And I thank you very much for a chance for my statements. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Vangaliva Susie Hanikat from Kachibu Galak Aglan Vanga Olavia Kuwa Kange Peng Rook that Kama Inu Yang me Inu Yang Rook Pangma Aglan and you click the Katko Kritum Nangma Nuniyak that Kama that Kamna to Pirlulu Penica Inu Vigale and Nivia. Wangaliva tat kabanga ang yukapta tamonga nubingun ilisip luta nungugala kapta anakateya khlunga aning ora galu sila ko ra kising nguta ili apta nubingun tamonga ukop ta otip luta inilo otip luta teranai sing aglaslunga aglaslora khlunga Atelami aglan rent mibyunga, taat na fifth grade munaglan aglak sinyaklunga. Taat ninyo na ala kamaterane. Ilakant ni Wishram nung tikin niya ma, maunga ko luta upinrami at ahuta. Ilakant ni klunga, maanang mimik. Tema rin. That given in moving me in unira la kalakam no kitun running me uglo uko kikitarung meat aglected sabaktika hooting kanek marung tua katiga tamongahun terrenesi kitun mabuk in you walk the assip loot in you wake sip looting kitun mabuk 12 children living in looting sulimalo perotic. Taman is a kirknik lunga, yal rawning in your teaching yakama. Second narration nang nariga, sooner wakar and octop. Pangma arin, in your hooding, pit pavim mipta hooding. Kilukun all lak mata, damne igloo lane riga. Pit pavim luitako. Aglaga telehooding abunga boarding school noon. Pimata Utikaming atan nek sulgune hoting uteraktet te maji ing mikun isuma mikun inyune garsib luting pitpagi mpcahoting sulita menetanga wani akuni isunga kata ilinye garsiman fighter lalakalarikput nalarmit akimapkan rachatigut suli awangaktet inyut wani inyue kuting akiliyatigut inilakat Tema tangak napakatak managlan kikirtak rungun kantu naglate ilang ngakatikot tangam. Sulipang mauwa timigilakluit inyuwektot. Kangem niya ununga AFN nun kanbansak tangok tinmatikot. Ilisaksak inywelalakalaktok uwangin na chinyi ilyawaluk nunga ilichilungo ilichilapenak chungaglan naalakit ka kanok pirakikat tema malikrulugita na pini ilichinyakayak simar inywektot inywich nutat utok kanapengon rilat ukaktot kamanaktot ilichip yuting nalakmit
Today it's restricted and things have changed. On land, what will help? If part of it will be taken away by the government anyway, this is the conclusion I came up with after working hard as a miner for 30 cents an hour. I worked hard until my hands bled. I didn't get anything out of it. Our life wasn't easy then. I wanted to find land for my family. My land selection is questionable. Recently, a judge came and showed that they had the land. They didn't say that I owned the land. They said they owned the land. After my testimony, they said I'd hear from them around Christmas time. Your prayers have kept me going through cancer and heart problems. White man has fought me on my land holdings. They'll decide if they want the land. They make situations fit their needs. They are capable of building Anchorage. They take anything that they need. I'm not speaking of this Nalarmi, meaning Tom. I'm speaking of others that I've had bad experiences with. If we leave Kotzebue, we were told and promised that land would be given to us. But there was one person who did not back up that promise. It happened to be a preacher. That preacher abandoned us and we had no land. The land that the preacher had promised us was leased to Standard Oil, then sold for $3 million. We returned to Kotzebue but had no land. It's wonderful that we can live together. We grieve our losses of others who have gone before us. I am 85, I think he said 85, 83. I'm 83 years old. God will take good care of all of us.
My name is Helen Conwell, and I've been listening last week on Monday and Wednesday, and a lot of people have testified. And a lot of emotion and heart felt concerns have been expressed. And it's very difficult for me to narrow down and try to make it concise, but I'm going to try very hard. First of all, the Land Claims Settlement Act is done, and our leaders must be commended for what they did. They did what they could in the time and the circumstances. Now we're faced with 1991. It's a difficult decision, but I think my main concern is that as a person born and raised in Kotzebue, living in probably both worlds, and knowing the people, my family, and the elders, the central issue, and it seems what seems most important to the elders is their children and their children's children. And the thing I've been hearing is in the past, the BIA, the government, whoever.
Fishing, hunting, berry picking, and sea mammals also. We all need those.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. This is a test. Is it coming through clean now? Are we still going through the press bridge? Okay. See if we're still coming through clean through the press bridge now. Does that sound okay? It sounds clean to me. Okay, now go ahead and plug in your AC and see if it makes any difference. See if that affects it in the slightest. Did that make any difference at all? Huh, I'll be darned. Plug it in the opposite way. Turn your plug upside down. Hello? Does that affect it at all? Huh.
No, but it doesn't mean that over a time period that I didn't start. Maybe it builds up.